Knowing about the hope of God's calling. God wants you to know the hope of His calling. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 15. I'm going to read through verse 19, and I'll give you a quick introduction. Ephesians 1, 15, here's what the Bible says. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. I need to read one more verse. Which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Father, I pray that You would bless this message this morning. I pray that You would, not only for our young people, but for everybody in our church, You'd help us to realize the bigness of Your calling, the rewards that come with yielding to Your call, the hope of Your calling. And I pray that You would help some of our young people who made decisions this last week, God, to be able to be a voice and to proclaim Your work in their lives, and not just today, but as we go forward, help them to hold fast to the decisions, to stand firm and to stand on the foundation of Your Word and also the decision that they made for You. I pray that You use this service this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. In this passage, we see God wants us to have the hope of His calling, but there's so much more than that. The Apostle Paul, he was writing to a group of Christians. They were called the Ephesians, kind of like we would be called New Mexicans or Albuquerqueans or something like that. I don't know if all of you claim that. Some of you from other places, you may say, no, I'm something else. But these were Ephesians. They lived in the city of Ephesus. And the Apostle Paul wrote to them in verse number 16. He says, I'm thanking God for you, and I'm praying for you all the time. And here's how I'm praying. I'm praying that you would have wisdom. I'm praying that you would get to know God, the revelation in the knowledge of Him. Then he said, I'm praying that you may know what is the hope of His calling. God has a calling, and I want you to know His calling in your life. He said, I'm praying for you that you'd know the riches of the glory of God's inheritance. And what a huge topic that would be, the riches of the glory of God's inheritance. And he said, I'm praying for you also. I'm praying that the exceeding greatness of God's power would be demonstrated to us. And that's verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? This week at our youth conference, we preached about the voice of God. We preached about listening to the voice of God. You know, God is calling you, and God's calling is an invitation. Let me read that one more verse. I want you to hear where our verse is coming from this morning. It's Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling. That ye may know what is the hope of His calling. God's calling is an invitation. Calling means inviting. You know, we can accept God's invitation or we can reject it. And this week we had many young people who I feel they accepted God's invitation for so many different things. And this morning, God is calling to you and God is speaking to you, and we can accept God's invitation or we can reject it. You know, God calls us to be saved. First of all, that's for everybody. God calls everybody to be saved. For whosoever, the Bible says, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God has called you to be saved. He sent His Son to die on the cross so that you can be saved. It's not just for an elite few. It's not just for those who go to church all the time. It is for everybody. God wants you to be saved, and God is calling you to be saved. And you can accept His invitation, or you can reject it. Now, God doesn't only call us to be saved. He also calls us to serve Him. He may call you to serve Him in a specific way. You may already know how God has called you to serve Him in a specific way. Or, at this time in your life, He may be calling you to serve Him in a general way. Just maybe He's speaking to your heart and He's saying, I want you to serve Me. And you have felt the conviction of God in your heart and you know God is calling me to serve Him. Or maybe it's not necessarily a specific conviction that God has, or Him speaking in your heart, but maybe even through your word, His word, as you've read that and you realize, I'm supposed to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. But God is calling, and you can either accept His invitation or you can reject it. You know, Samuel in the Bible, he accepted God's calling. I love how this story plays out. Samuel's just a little boy. I don't know how old he was, but his mom took him to the temple when he was just little. And he was raised in the temple, and he was there to serve God. That was his purpose. One night as he was sleeping, the voice of God came to Samuel, and the Spirit of God came. And I believe it wasn't God speaking from heaven, but I believe God was there with him. And God spoke to Samuel, and He said, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel heard the voice, and it was just like as if somebody was talking to him. He didn't know it was God. He went to Eli, and he said, Eli, you're calling me. It's in the middle of the night. What do you need? Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. How many times has that happened where your kids have come, wake you up in the middle of the night? And they go back to sleep pretty easy, but now you're wide awake. And you're thinking, why did you just do that to me? Eli went back to sleep. Samuel came back. He went back to sleep. And he heard God speaking to him again. Samuel, Samuel. So Samuel got back up, and he went back to Eli and wakes him up for the second time. And he says, Eli, I know you called me. I heard somebody was calling my name, and what do you need? And Eli figured out what it was. He said, Samuel, listen, next time when you hear your name being called, it's not me calling you, it's God calling you, it's God speaking to you. And what you need to say is, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth, and just answer God and let God talk to you. And Samuel responded, and he said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And he listened to God's call, he accepted God's call, he answered God's call, he obeyed God, God used him, God blessed him. But there's another example in the Bible of somebody who rejected God's call. We would call him Jonah. Most of the time we've already heard of Jonah. It's not Jonah and the ark. It's not, it's Jonah and the whale or the big fish. How many of y'all get that confused, or is it just me? Now you're going to start getting it confused because I told you. Jonah, he was called by God. Actually, he'd said yes to God's call at one point. He had already been a prophet. He had accepted God's calling in the past. And he had served God. He had obeyed Him. But then God called him and He said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. And you remember the story. Jonah ran away from God, but God found him. And God called him again. And you may remember the story. The second time God called him, this is after he had been thrown overboard. This is after he'd been swallowed by the whale, or great fish. Jesus said whale in the New Testament. The Old Testament said great fish. It could have been either one. Either one, I guess, could have done it. The fact is, he was swallowed by this whale or great fish. He was there for 3 days. And during that time, he had a change of heart. And he goes out. He gets thrown up by the whale. He's on the shore. God says, I want you to go back to Nineveh, and I want you to preach to them. And this time he says yes, but he says yes reluctantly. So Jonah, he accepted God's call at one point. He rejected God's call. Now he accepts God's call reluctantly. A little bit later in his life, we find out he doesn't want the city of Nineveh to be saved. He doesn't want God to spare them. And he really wished he would rather die, he said it, than see God work in the lives of the people of Nineveh. You got two different stories there, two different comparisons to responding to God's call. God wants you to know the hope of His calling. For those of you who surrender to God's calling this week, and to the rest of us, I want to encourage you to surrender to the hope of God's calling. First of all, God wants everyone. He calls everyone to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:3, the Bible says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." God has called everyone to be saved. Jews and Gentiles are called to be saved. Simple and wise are called to be saved. Servants and free, we're all called to be saved. God wants to save you. If you've never trusted God as your Savior, you never trusted Jesus Christ and His death on the cross as the payment for your sins, God is calling you to be saved. God wants you to know the hope of His calling. And God's calling is not just a one-time occurrence. This is going to be so important for you, especially you young people. If you said yes to God as He spoke to you this week, you've got to understand God's calling isn't something that just happens once and it's over. God's calling is not a one-time occurrence. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, talking about God who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. God calls us to be saved, and God calls us with a holy calling. God calls us to serve Him. And He doesn't just call us to serve Him once. If you say yes when God calls you, then He'll call you again. If you say yes the next time God calls you, then He'll call you again. And each time He calls, He invites you to participate in His plan on a higher level to a greater degree. God is going to continue to call. You just keep saying yes, and you'll keep being involved in God's plan for your life. God calls all men to be saved. God calls all who accept His invitation for salvation to serve Him. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says this, "There's one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling." And a little bit later on, it says, "And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers." God calls some who are saved to serve Him by teaching for Him. God calls some who are saved to serve Him by preaching for Him. God calls some who are saved to serve Him in a special ministry of being an evangelist for Him. God calls some who are saved to serve Him by even suffering for Him. Jonah is a man who accepted the call of God to serve God, but he rejected the call later on to go to Nineveh. Here's what you need to understand. God doesn't just call the one time and it's done. It's not just a one-time occurrence. The call of God is something that will happen over and over and over and over in our life. As long as we will continue to say yes, God will continue to call, and God will continue to open up new doors and new opportunities for you to serve Him. The key for us is just to say yes. One of our preachers at our conference had a door on the platform, and he said, God wants you to walk through the door of His will. He said, a great door and effectual is opened unto me. And he had a door, and it was a picture of God's will. And I want to encourage you, every time God puts the door of His will in front of you, to step through that door, just as we heard at this youth conference. And it won't just be one time. It'll be many times all through your life. And I hope that all through your life, you will be yielded to the call of God in your life. King Saul accepted God's call to be king, but he rejected God's call to obey as a king. Let me give you a couple more thoughts. We'll do it quickly. God expects us to walk worthy of the vocation that He calls us to. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." God says, "I've got a calling for you. I've got a plan for you. I'm going to call you, but I want you to walk worthy of the job I've called you to do." God knows what we ought to spend our lives doing. Sometimes we think we know better, but we don't. My challenge to you this morning is to trust God to place you in the right vocation. He will put you there. If you say yes to His call, He will put you where you are supposed to be. The Apostle Paul said it this way, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." He said, God's the one that put me here, and I'm just going to serve Him because He put me here. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, the Bible says, "that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and His glory." Let me give you another thought. It's very different from the other ones, and that is this. God's calling offers great rewards. God's calling offers great rewards. Ephesians 4:4, the Bible says, "There's one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one," and this was our verse this morning, "hope of your calling." Called in one hope of your calling. Ephesians 3:14, our memory verse for this week, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The reward that God wants to give you for yielding to His call is so amazing. In fact, there's so many parts to that. He wants to receive glory, and that is a reward that we can have, is God receiving glory when we accept His call. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, the Bible says, "Wherefore, also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power." Listen to this, "that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you." What a wonderful reward. Now, it's not something that I might be able to just spend on myself or use on myself, but what a wonderful reward that the name of the Lord Jesus would be glorified in you. God has some great rewards. One is that God receives glory whenever you yield to His call. One is the reward of eternal life, and it's a large part of this reward. Hebrews 9:15, the Bible says, "And for this cause, He," talking about Jesus, "is the mediator of the New Testament, that by the means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament," listen to this now, "they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." The promise of eternal inheritance. What an amazing reward in this case for listening to the call of God to be saved. And if I will yield to His call, the wonderful reward of the promise of eternal inheritance. Eternity with God. Eternity in heaven with God. What an amazing reward for yielding to the call of God of salvation. God's calling offers the reward of partnership. Partnership. Now think about this. The most successful being in the entire universe wants to be your partner, wants to work together with you, wants you to be on his team. Wouldn't it be an amazing thing if a successful businessman wanted to be your partner? Wouldn't it be an incredible thing? You get a phone call. I still do phone call like this, but it should be like this now, right? It's different. It's not this. It's this now. You get a phone call. And on the other side is the CEO of a hugely successful organization. All right, I like Chick-fil-A. Let's go with that one. I like eating at Chick-fil-A. I'd love to work at Chick-fil-A. One of these days, maybe I'll do that for a day or so, just see what it's like. I would love it. What if the CEO of Chick-fil-A called you and said, "Would you consider being a 50-50 partner with me in this business?" Whoa! That would be an incredible opportunity. A very successful business, a very well-run business. I love the way the young people that work there say, "That would be my pleasure to serve you." Just very respectful. But you get to be a partner. Wouldn't that be an incredible thing? No, wait a minute. You've got a bigger partner. The creator of the universe, God Himself, said this. This is 2 Timothy 1:9. "Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling." That's what we're talking about, a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose. He said, "Listen, I've got a plan, I've got a purpose, and I want you to be my partner. Would you join with me?" And He's calling us to be His partner. When you accept God's calling, you have a part in God's plan. The Bible says, part of His plan, Ephesians 4:11, "And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers." But then there's the next verse. Here's the plan. Here's what you get to partner with God with. Here it is. "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." When you accept God's calling, you have a part in God's plan to help other Christians to become more Christ-like. That is awesome. That's God's plan, and I get to partner with Him. When you accept God's calling, you have a part in God's plan to accomplish His will on the earth. When you accept God's calling, you have a part in God's plan to strengthen the body of Christ. I would so much rather spend my life doing something that accomplishes God's plan than my plan. I feel sorry for people who spend their lives living for themselves because that life leaves you feeling empty and worthless. When you live for yourself, you're not going to have fulfillment. It doesn't matter how large your paycheck is if you're miserable because you don't have an important purpose in life. God wants you to be His partner in ministry. And now listen, it's not working for God only as part of it, but it's working with God to be a partner together in ministry. I remember as a young person, I was in high school. We had a Sunday school class in my church. And I remember we had some prizes. We had a contest. Whoever brought the most guests got to, it was something big. It was like an overnight ski trip in Colorado. It was huge. I liked skiing. But you know, after all that contest was done, I don't remember who won. I didn't really even try for it really hard. I remember thinking back, thinking it would have been fun to win that ski trip, but you know what I really want? More than a prize. And I wrote this in my journal at the time. I was keeping a journal. I kept the journal for like a week or so. No, it was longer than that. I wrote it in my journal. I want a purpose, not just a prize. as a young person, as a teenager myself, thinking, I want something to live for, not just stuff for me. If you'll serve God, you'll answer God's call. God offers the reward of partnership. God offers the reward of fellowship with Him. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, Jesus said. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. The picture here is sitting down at the table and enjoying a relaxing meal with the Savior. I just want to spend time with you if you just open the door. If we will answer God's call, he said, we'll have fellowship with him. Here's the last one. We're hurrying this morning. God's calling offers the reward of relationship with God. Relationship with God. When Jesus called his disciples to follow him, it was a call to spend time with him. Can you imagine that? You're Peter, James, John, Andrew, you're one of them, you're fishing. And Jesus comes by, you've heard about him, you've seen him over there. You saw when John the Baptist said, here's the Lamb of God, and you know who he said he was. And Jesus walks by and he says, Peter, come follow me. Leave your nets, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I don't think the big issue would be, yes, I don't have to fish anymore. Although, maybe Peter was thinking that. It may not have been, yes, I get to catch men, because I think in Peter's mind he was thinking, what in the world is he talking about? I think the big draw here when Jesus says, follow me, is the fact that I get to be with him. And the call of God is a call to be with God. God wants to spend time with you. God wants to teach you. He knows everything. He knows the exact things you need to know. He knows exactly what you need to make your marriage work. He knows exactly what you need to raise your kids. He knows exactly what you need to be successful in whatever career he's called you to do. And when Jesus called his disciples to follow him, it was a call to learn from him, so he was able to teach them. When Jesus called his disciples to follow him, it was a call, most of all, I believe, to get to know him. Everybody else thought Jesus was a prophet or a teacher. But the disciples, after they spent time with him, Jesus came to them and he said, Who do people say I am? And they say, well, some say that you're a prophet. Some say you're even Elijah, come back from the dead. Some people say this, some people say that. And then he looked at his disciples and he said, but who do you say that I am? After they'd spent some time with him, and Simon Peter answered and said, this is Matthew 16:16, Simon Peter, he looks at Jesus and he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. One of the great rewards of yielding to God's call is getting to know God. I just want to challenge you this morning. When God calls, answer. In Ephesians chapter 1, he says, I want you to know the hope of his calling. There's so many reasons to say yes when God calls. Father, I pray that you would help us to say yes to your call. As you move in our hearts, Lord, I pray that we would say yes. Lord, if there's folks here this morning who have not said yes to your call to forgive their sins and save them, Lord, I pray that this morning they would say yes to that call. Lord, if there's someone this morning who has not yet said yes to your call to serve you, Lord, I pray that this morning they would say yes to your call.